much for me to fail.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Yeah, we're up on the roof this morning with Quality Roofing Solutions. Ben Murphy is here. He is their marketing coordinator. Great to see you this morning, Ben.
Thanks, Meg.
We missed you last time.
Yeah, my team did a great job. I appreciate James and Ryan stepping in, but good to be back.
Good to see you. Okay, so up on the roof, now is the time as we head into the, you know what I call it, the H season. Not that far away now. What do we need to do to get ready?
Well, you know, we are getting on to that time of the year where storms are becoming a bit more prevalent. What a dry April.
But
I think May is already going to be kicking off with some showers. So looks like we're going to have a pretty wet weekend. So, you know, of course, Quality Roofing Solutions is your go-to residential and commercial roofing contractor. We serve from the Alabama state line all the way through Okaloosa and Multnomah County. Of course, headquartered here in Pensacola. It's starting to get rainy, and I can tell you that our gutters team has been very, very busy.
My neighborhood, I've been complaining about it all week, Ben. My yard is full of that yellow pollen and oak leaves, and it just keeps coming.
Yeah.
I thought I was done last month. Not the case.
No. Yeah, I spent some time out in the yard this past weekend still blowing leaves and getting them out of the way, and I noticed this past weekend when we got some weather that I had some water pooling, because I mean the rain, it comes fast and heavy, and that's done. So you know, if you're noticing that you've got water maybe pooling around the house, around your foundation, you know, that's something that we want to help you address. That can really lead to problems in the future, especially cracks and issues with the foundation. So you want to make sure you're getting that water away from the house, getting it to run and not sit next to the property. So we've got a full service gutter team who of course helps with our residential roof replacement customers, but they're also, like I said, rocking and rolling with customers who've already had a roof replacement and just need new or upgraded gutters.
Well, this may sound like an obvious question, but if I don't take care of the gutters, what happens?
Well, I mean, you know,
what are some of the consequences if I don't get those cleaned out?
Well, that's a great question. And it can start from, you know, just like I was talking about, those leaves piling up and starting to build up in the downspouts or clog up your gutters. And that water is starting to pool. And now it's overflowing and going over top of your gutters. That can be issue number one. It goes on long enough. Not only is that damming with all the leaves going to create water issues, but now that's going to get heavier and heavier. And now maybe those gutters are starting to detach and pull away. So now you're exposing more of the front of the house, you know, more of that drip edge, and just creating potential issues when not only letting a roof inspector come out and take a look at that, you know, and make sure that you've got no roof issues going on, but make sure your gutters are in a good spot. Make sure there's no issues. Maybe the gutters are flowing, but they're not flowing the right way, or they're not flowing with enough force. So there's a lot of different things. I tell you, I've been connecting with our gutter guys and
the gutter guys.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm a gutter guy.
Yeah, you know.
I love it.
It's really interesting how nuanced their trade is. You think, oh, well, I mean, I can just go to the local, you know, home improvement store and go get some printed off gutters and throw them up over the weekend, right? You could, but man, there is a lot of science to it. And like I said, making sure that they're flowing right, that you've got enough downspouts, that downspouts are going the right place. Even to the small little thing of, you know, Meg, when you're going out the back door and it's raining and that water runs down the back of your shirt, you're like, oh, man, you know, but putting that little dam in there to help prevent that. You know, those little subtle things that can really not only improve your home, but improve your experience with your home.
Well, as you said, we haven't had a lot of rain in a while. It looks like we might be getting a little bit today, tomorrow, and then, of course, Saturday's looking pretty strong.
Yeah.
This is a good time to kind of take a look and walk out with that umbrella and look and see. Look at your roof. Look at the side of your house. See, take a chance to, this before we get into the season, this may not be a bad weekend, to give it a strong look.
Yeah, and to your point, you know, it's probably going to be pretty rainy this weekend, and if you are out and about and pulling back into the house, take a look at the full side, full front of your house, you know, is maybe that water pooling. Like, I noticed that it's pooling off to the side of my house, where if I was inside looking out my window, I wouldn't necessarily see
right,
that.
Right, you wouldn't see it, of course.
So, to your point, you know, throw up the umbrella and take a look.
Take
again,
a walk
if,
around.
Yeah, if you're, you know, not wanting to go spelunking and get wet this weekend, we've also got a team of experts who would love to be able to, you know, give you some guidance and answer any questions that you may have. You know, often we can see some signs that kind of like indentations on the ground where water can tend to pool. So that can kind of give us some insight, even when it's dry outside, of there's some issues going on. Also, again, being able to get up on the roof, inspect what's inside those gutters, inspect the roof, make sure there's no soft spots. We are getting into storm season, so
now I would say it's a good time to do that.
Absolutely.
And I am not an expert, so I would want to call somebody, and you can make an appointment. So talk a bit about that, about scheduling appointments and how you go about doing that, because you all will come out and do that and take a look around and give you an honest assessment.
Absolutely. Well, and I think you hit the you said the right S word there, is we schedule an appointment.
Okay.
Because, you know, we value our customers' time. We know that their time is valuable. And as an organization, nothing is more frustrating than we'll be there between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Oh, I hate that. They come in at 3:47.
Yeah. After you've been sitting there all day, you took the day off of work. And so avoiding, of course, that. But we want to make sure we're setting that expectation right up front, that the customer can know that we're going to arrive at that time. We're going to let you know when we are en route. If anything, we're going to let you know we're going to be a bit over communicative in terms of confirming that appointment, because we just want to make sure that you're there to not only take advantage of the estimator being there to get his insights. You know, we could do it without the homeowner there, but again, we're taking photos, we're documenting these things. We want to show you that in real time and be able to say, hey, Meg, let's walk over here. So we're not going to get on the roof, but I'm going to show you what I saw.
Right.
And that's what's in these photos here.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes perfect sense.
You know, it's
so if you can, schedule that appointment so
absolutely.
That you can be there too, and that would make the most sense.
Absolutely. And it also gives us that opportunity to be prepared. And by that, our team knows what that homeowner is looking for, you know, when they've called and it's scheduled that appointment, they're not so jam-packed that they're running from appointment to appointment where they're trying to figure out, okay, what you got going on?
Mm-hmm.
They've had the time to do a little bit of research, understand, okay, she's had this roof for 20-plus years. She's facing some, she got that insurance letter. We've got a little bit of insight of what are those solutions that we can present to you based on the challenges that you've expressed you're facing.
Now, is that a free appointment when they come out?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so then do you do a full estimate, kind of an inspection and estimate all included?
Yeah, so that estimate is really vital. And again, we're going to be documenting not only with photos, but you're going to get a report of what's going on if there are issues going on with your house. We've had a lot of homeowners who are facing that dreaded insurance letter of non-renewal. So even though they may feel like their roof is at got some life left, you know, the insurance company's got risk in mind, so they are really pushing and encouraging homeowners to make sure those roofs are replaced between 12 and 15 years we've seen. So maybe they've got that issue, maybe you've got that dreaded wet spot on the ceiling we've talked about.
Yeah, once you see that,
it's been going on for a little while. So Our team is here to be able to handle a multitude of different things. And of course, we do handle full roof replacements, and we have a dedicated repair department as well. So it's not just when the roof replacement guys aren't busy. No, we have a dedicated repair team that is there to ensure that if a customer just has a small issue, that we can help them in that way as well.
Okay, we're talking with Ben Murphy with Quality Roofing Solutions. He's the director of marketing and very knowledgeable about all the different ways that you can get assistance with your roofing issues. So if you've got a question, this is the expert panel. That's why he's here, to help you out and answer those questions. Text him on in at 850-437-1620. Ben, we got one, and it's kind of making me smile, because previously this week on another show, we were just talking about the fact that this is termite swarming season.
That's right.
Which can also affect the roof, correct?
It can. If there's open areas for the termites to get in, you know, and again, to that inspection, just making sure that everything that is sealed up. Meg, you and I have talked previously about you had some chimney issues at one point.
Yes, I did. I had some critters that were digging around the edges of the chimney,
yeah,
and were making nests up there, which was compromising the chimney's ability to do its job, basically.
And really, that's what those termites are looking for, right? They're looking mm-hmm. for an opportunity for entry. So, again, even though it may look good from the driveway as you're pulling in, let an expert come out there and take a look. We are more than happy to tell you that there's nothing wrong with your roof and you've got plenty of life. That's okay. News we love to give.
Okay.
But if there is something going on, we're also going to give you our best recommendation of how you can solve that issue. Our team is there for you.
Got another question from one of our listeners, 850-437-1620. Once I have the inspection estimate, what's the timeline on the repair? And obviously, that depends on the repair.
Yeah, absolutely.
But can you give us sort of a sense of what the process includes? Once the guys have come out, you've made a decision,
we have a dedicated repair manager who will coordinate with our homeowners or customers to not only confirm a time that is convenient for you, again, depending on where that repair is, maybe we need to get inside, get in mm-hmm. the attic. So there's a bit of a condition within that. But we've typically seen them getting on jobs 3 to 5 days, if not sooner.
Okay.
You know, of course, we've had issues, not here recently, but in the past, where if somebody's got an emergency issue and they've got water coming in, our guys have gone out that day or mm-hmm. or that night to mm-hmm. be able to help them. So there's certainly an ability, if we've got an emergency repair, we can definitely take care of that. But like I said, what I typically see is about 3 to 5 days from coordinating and connecting and then getting you on the schedule.
Okay, and then once you're on the schedule and they start that process, I know it depends on the size of the roof, but is it weeks, months?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a great question. For a repair, our guys are usually in and out less than half a day.
I was thinking it was a little longer than that, but
well, that's
okay.
And that's a great point. By code, you can only repair, I believe it's up to 40% of existing roof before it has to be replaced.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's an interesting statistic.
You can't necessarily like repair half the roof, if you will.
I see. Okay.
So more often than not, the repairs that we see are, again, flashing issues, mm-hmm. Siding starting to pull away from the house, popped shingles, small things, pipe boots, those where the exhaust stack around your bathroom.
Oh.
They have a rubber grommet that's the most standard one. It's usually like the builder grade.
Mm-hmm.
They have a rubber boot that, with this Florida sun, cracks over time. And that's a really great entry point for water. So if you're seeing maybe a wet spot in the bathroom mm-hmm. or in the kitchen area, that can be often a culprit there.
Okay, that makes sense. This is Pep Talk, Ben Skull's expert panel, talking with Ben Murphy with Quality Roofing Solutions. Okay, I know you don't want to think about it, but we were just talking about denial in the last segment. You don't want to think about it, but now is probably a good time to have them come out and take a look and make sure that you are ready for the upcoming weather, because they're saying we're going to have a light season, which is great news, but that doesn't mean we're not going to have some heavy storms along the way.
That's right. Well, and you know, I guess I can't help but think of a denial, and I think of insurance, and not that it's necessarily related to this, but I would hate to have a customer or a homeowner have a denial of an insurance claim because of a roofing issue that they could have addressed proactively.
Right.
And actually, you know, that's one thing I think it's important to touch on, Meg, is, you know, I hear often people will say, well, I'll just wait for insurance to pay for a roof or wait for a storm to come through.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand that approach and that sentiment, but when you're in a storm, and I think one thing that people might not think of, when that storm rolls through, you and your closest 1,000, 3,000, 5,000 neighbors here in the greater Gulf Coast are also experiencing that issue.
Right.
And what does that look like for supply and demand?
Mm-hmm.
And we see a lot of times that customers are kind of between that rock and a hard place and pressured into maybe getting not the work they would really want to have done on their home done because of the situation they're in after a storm.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, I absolutely encourage you to be proactive on getting somebody out there to take a look at the roof. I still will speak to it. The MySafe Florida program is a program that the state is, I believe, is still actively running, mm-hmm. Where they will help offset the cost of a roof replacement for
that's
every...
That's the MySafe Home, I believe.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yeah. MySafeFLHome.com mm-hmm. is the website. And that's a great resource for maybe a homeowner who is looking for a little of assistance. We've also got some very affordable financing thing options.
You do offer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
good to know too. Yes.
Including a same as cash offer, which is really, really convenient, especially if you're maybe waiting for a property to sell or, again, utilizing that MySafe Florida program and you needed just a little bit of time to pay off that different balance. So, got a lot of great options for folks out there. I encourage you to be proactive on ensuring your roof is secure for the upcoming storm season.
Well, just like everything else, I'm sitting here, and this might be a naive question on my part, but you know, we see improvements now in technology and in so many different areas. So I'm thinking the roof that we put on 10, 12, 15 years ago, I would imagine that the quality of the supplies today is much better, isn't it? And what we know about hurricanes, and you were edumacating me, as I like to say, on hurricane clips recently and talking about ways that you can be proactive.
Absolutely.
So that you don't necessarily, it's not a guarantee you're going to lose your roof during a storm.
And that's a great point as well, the roofing technology, it's fun to think, you know.
I mean, really, though, right? It has
changed. Last fall, I had an opportunity to actually go to the shingle manufacturer that we utilize and tour mm-hmm. the plant up in South Carolina. It was a really cool opportunity to really see the technology and how much, like, we went into their science lab where they're doing
right,
the
R&D. They're not fooling around.
Yeah, they're not just like, oh, we did this 50 years ago, it's mm-hmm. fine. But we see a lot of, you know, that three-tab shingle is still present in the market, but that's an outdated style shingle. You know, we primarily utilize an architectural shingle, which
uh-huh.
is, you
and
know.
What is that?
It's just a little bit different design, if you mm-hmm. will, than the other style. But then there's, to your other point, of not only the technology and improvements within the product, but the code changes over the years here in the state.
Right.
From changing the different nail length, ensuring that the decking, that plywood that's holding, that the shingles are attached to is at a certain thickness. Those are all considerations that, especially if you got maybe an older home or a roof from Ivan, you might be prone to some of those issues that could ultimately affect your roof's performance, your current roof's performance.
Right. So you also take care of those choices. You help people with the
absolutely.
Shingles and everything else. And we've dedicated whole shows to that and
yeah.
talking about all the different types. But that's another thing that y'all take care of. I mean, it's a whole picture.
Absolutely. And we've got a showroom here off of West Terman Avenue in Pensacola that we encourage our customers to come and stop by. Of course, mm-hmm. we've got team members there who friendly and there to greet them, answer any questions they have. But we've also got our products and samples that are not only on our showroom wall, but we've got sample boards that you can go home and take with you. If maybe you're stuck between three different colors,
mm-hmm.
we've got boards that you can take home. And
it's a big decision. He's going to be living with it for a long time.
I tell you, Meg, it's so fun that the guys come in, the guys, I mean, husbands. Yeah, we're going to take care of this roof. And, you know, they want to get moving quick.
Right.
And then, well, I got to talk to the wife about the color. Like, that is always the hard pause. And, well, we got to bring the lady a house in to make sure I'm not making that decision.
The hard pause, yeah.
Yeah,
love it.
So and it's really fun, but happy to answer any questions at our showroom, and then of course we come out to a customer's property and perform an inspection.
What are the hours and days that y'all are open at the showroom?
Absolutely, our showroom is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30.
Okay, we have another question, and this one really is for an insurance agent, but it's kind of because we brought the topic up, so I'm not sure you'll have a good answer for this
one. I'll try to do it best I can.
But why are the insurance companies forcing you to get a roof after 12 to 15 years when before the roofs would last 25 years and had a 25-year guarantee on the shingles?
Well, that is a great question, and I will do my best to answer that from a roofing approach.
From the roofing side of it.
Yeah, not a risk advisor, insurance agent. the products themselves, the roofing products themselves, do typically last 20 to 30 years. That's about average between the different shingle manufacturers. Unfortunately, the insurance company is in the business of risk, and they feel like that roof is not going to be able to perform at its best level or its optimum rate during a storm after that time frame of that 12, 15 years, especially here in Florida. We've got a lot of sun. We've got that UV is beating down on those roofs, and it's kind of taking some time off of that roof as well. But really, the insurance company is looking at risk, and in their mind, it's just too risky to have a roof that they feel like may fail during an upcoming storm. That being said, our company is also able to do an insurance inspection. So if you've got that, maybe you've got that letter, but you feel like your roof's still got some time, you're not seeing any granule loss, you're not seeing any streaking where the fiberglass is popping through, our team can still come out and do an inspection, and we provide a report that you can give to your insurance company saying it still has another 5-7 years left of
life.
That
could be huge. That could save you a lot of money. I didn't realize y'all did that. Okay.
And kind of like a crystal ball, right?
Yeah.
Like as a homeowner, you're like, okay, cool. I've got some time, but I know I need to go ahead and start thinking about this as something to take advantage of. I'm going to need to go ahead and do.
And that document may be very important. God forbid there is a storm and they're saying, well, your roof was X number of years old and we told you to get it. And you've got, no, I've got this inspection report here that said my roof was in good shape before the storm.
That's right.
That could be huge.
And the documentation, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That could be huge.
And by that, I mean photos, not just like, oh, take my word for it. No, like here's the photos with the timestamp.
Mm-hmm. That could be very important.
And then conversely, I will say, well, everybody's circumstance will certainly be different. The potential savings that you can have on your homeowner's policy with a roof replacement, I mean, can be upwards of 50% and 60%.
Really?
I personally had my roof replaced in 23, so coming up on, 3 years ago now. And I was paying $4,800, about $5,000 a year, and mine went down to $2,400.
Wow, that's a huge
once
savings.
I gave them, you know, hurricane clips, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. We had the ice and water shield, which is that laminate that goes between the shingles and the decking. That acts as a secondary water barrier to make sure nothing's getting in case a shingle does fail. But provided that to the insurance company, and they lowered my renewal. So, you know, there's opportunity to pay for that roof through savings of other things, right? So.
Okay. All right, we're talking with Ben Murphy with Quality Roofing Solutions. We have run out of time, so thank you for sending in your questions. Can you give us that contact information again, especially if someone wants to schedule an appointment?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for the great questions. If you need any roofing assistance, our team is here to help you at 850-788-7691 or visit us at qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Ben. You're always so interesting. I always learn a little something about roofs. I feel very knowledgeable now.
Well, I hope it's not over your head.
No. Oh.
Have a quality day.
You too. Thanks so much, Ben. This is Pep Talk.